Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl and DeBott, 705, May the 2nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just hop into the... Go in there, push on, listen to the show, and then you can join our chat room. I already got a few people in there already. It's going to be a busy, busy show. But speaking of busy, busy, Bad Bob.
And
busy,
good
busy,
morning.
Bad Bob. How are you doing?
Is that like the hungry, hungry okay. Hippo?
You lay in bed with a new house and just go, oh, I gotta do this. I gotta do that.
And then, yes.
And there's just never enough time.
Of course, there's Linda, sweetheart, after we get the weather, I want to tell a story about my grandson in baseball.
Okay, today we're having this is the forecast, currently 46 degrees, but we are going to have a partly sunny day with temperatures reaching around 74. Chance of rain tonight with 51. There's going to be a kind of a 9 to 12 mile increasing wind, and it can get up to 32 miles an hour. It's hard to believe that now, but that is the forecast. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch are possible. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on this May 2nd.
Okay, before we get to the Wells Fargo Minute, today we're going to have Gary Cattle will be in here talking about the city council. We're going to be talking health heroes today.
Is that your son, your grandson?
No, but I'm getting ready to talk to you. But okay. Then we're also going to have the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association talking about the shopping center, and then also the Initiative B.
And I do want to talk about something.
And we've got some other things we're going to talk about,
in the headlines that you might not even know that you did yesterday.
Yeah, okay, now the first thing, but our grandson, he's all of five, he's in T-ball. Well, first of all, he's adorable. In the cutest grandchild.
He's a mini Carl, totally. Yeah.
Well, you know what? He can't help then being even cuter than possible. But he's playing T-ball, so, they have this list of equipment. He's 5 years old. Now, I remember playing baseball when I was growing up, from that age on up. And so here's a list of things you need to do, and one of them is a cup.
They made you wear a cup at five?
No. They didn't make us wear a cup at five.
I
think we wore athletic supporters, I think they were called. But now they're making these little kids wear these cups. Well, a five-year-old that's given a cup.
Well, they have to protect the family jewels,
He said, when his mom's explaining it to him, and he's got it on, says, oh, I know what this is for. It's protect my tentacles. Well, and then he walks around the house the whole night banging on the cup. Oh, yeah, boom, bang on the cup, boom, bang on the cup. And so... Now he's out there in the... Yeah, I know.
Mom says he's
We
so
just
cute.
Lost Bad Bob. So now he's out in the field playing
well, Jennifer
T-ball.
Says he's T-ball. So cute.
And so they've got the hats, they got the gloves, they got the little uniforms on, and they're all sitting there, you know how they bend over out in the field, put their hands on their little
and
knees.
And he's got a big...
And they're going... And
gum?
They're going,
Did you talk about the wad of gum?
Yeah, wad of gum in his mouth. They're all going, better, and they're all adjusting their cups because they just, they're all adjusting their cups. And She said, this is, parents don't know, really, they're all laughing, but they don't want to tell the kids, hey, you don't need to adjust yourself. Well, now they probably tells you about what happens then by the time you get up to the pro ranks. We ought to ask Rick Bassetti about that. Hey, Rick, were you always adjusting your cups or something like that? Is that what happened? You're serving your five? Okay, let's go to Susan Eastman at Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl Linda. Well, stocks and commodities are lower after an ADP job report fell short of expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 64 points at 13,215. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1397. And the NASDAQ Composite is lower 9 points at 3041. The three most active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Chesapeake Energy down $2.32, trading at $17.28 per share. Bank of America off 15 cents at $8.16. Nokia down 8 cents at $3.60. Local stocks of interest, Bank of Commerce flat, trading at $4.25 per share. PepsiCo positive 31 cents, trading at $66.80. Pacific Gas and Electric down 6 pennies at $44.13. Treasuries are higher with the 10-year note priced to yield 1.93%. For commodities, gold is down $14 at $1,648 per ounce. Silver's off 46 cents at $30.47. Crude oil down 50 cents, trading at $105 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo Advisors located out on Park Marina Drive. Great people, Susan and Josh and Kathy and Chris. You need some advice about what's going on Wall Street, you go on out and see them. They're going to give you the straight scoop. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got Gary Catt here to talk about city council. We've got three or four things we want to hit, too, right before we get to Gary. But, you know, as Linda was saying, you may be giving up more information than you know of. When you come back, we're going to tell you how. Miss a day, miss a lot.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's the 2nd of May. Love it. Gosh, it's my birthday month. It's my mom's birthday month. It's Mother's Day. You know, May, I think you feel it in the air. It's just, you know, it's like time to sing. We've gone through the rain and everything. Anyway, currently 46 degrees. Going to be like,
okay, now you found
airy
something.
Fairy. I did find something.
You found something. Let's talk about that first, and I've got like three or four things, okay. And then we'll get to Gary Katz.
Well, I just wanted to say that the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, Mother's Day brunch. You want to go out there. If your mom's coming into town and you're trying to do something sweet for your sweetie or your whoever, go out. They're starting to book up on Saturdays and Sundays. So that's 474-5546 in Samuel Vineyards. And they always have always sponsored the weather here in KCNR. Okay, in the news today, headlines. To-do. Before recycling or selling your aging laptop or cell phone, you'll love this, Bob, you might want to consider smashing it to bits instead. Seems that, according to this particular, just out, that's especially true for older Windows XP laptops and netbooks or Android smartphones, because they can be a gold mine to identity thieves, says this gentleman, who is an identity theft expert, and he says, I would beat the thing to death. However, Apple iPads and iPhones and Research in Motion's BlackBerry don't represent the same risk, he says, but you should reset your used Apple or RIM device to the original factory settings before it leaves your possession.
Bad Bob.
This is becoming a bigger problem nowadays as people shift into the new operating systems, and the computers are getting old, especially these second generation laptops. And there are outfits where you can do e-waste recycling, because once you smash the thing, what do you do with the pieces? There are tons of toxic metals ending up in our landfills if you just smash the phone and throw it into the garbage. It's a very bad idea. There are legitimate recycling centers that part of the process is, in the case of your hard drive, they were literally remove it, drill holes through it, and subject it to a strong magnetic field. Flash type drives, if you break them apart, they're very difficult to get the information out of. To be responsible, not get this toxic metal into the waste stream, take it to a legitimate recycling center where they have certification that the data is eradicated before it gets recycled.
It says that millions of Windows XP laptops are expected to be scrapped because there's a brand new Windows 8 system coming out. So that's just really hard. This guy evidently bought 30 of these cell phones off of Craigslist, many of which he said were wiped clean. However, other ones were carrying still on the memory extreme sensitive data as bank accounts. Mm-hmm. So, and we know identity theft is a big thing. So that's why we're being really loud and clear about being careful about this procedure as we move forward in electronically. Move forward to newer devices.
Okay, Rod Lindsay, who is the city council, I guess he was the mayor, is that right? Yep. Of City of Shasta Lake, resigned last night. Is there any indications why?
I guess that Dolores Lucero was.
I got a phone call from Dolores Lucero making sure I knew about it. Yeah. I knew about it. Yeah.
I understand there's some problems
out there.
She
claims, this is Dolores Lucero, my friends, claims that this is it's a conflict of interest on some of his votes out there. And it has to do with the Indians and tribes, and whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't know, of course, if that's true at all. He hasn't made a statement. I'm just saying is that this is what she had claimed before. It could be a number of different things. I'm sure it'll come out later. That's two. There's two council people they've lost in, what, a month?
Yeah.
So the other thing, a couple other things. Simpson's getting, looks like it's going to, speaking of cups and baseball, looks like Simpson's going to be getting a baseball stadium here.
Oh, yay, finally.
They're still short $700,000, but they've got everything else going, and it could be ready by next spring.
It's going to be neat.
It is. And not only that, I think the Colt 45s can play out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Colt 45s or Diamond? What is it? Colt 45s?
Yeah. Yeah, they have several teams in several different leagues, I think, that want to play out.
They said that will be able to play out there. That's great. It's going to be more than just a college baseball stadium. It's going to be for everybody. Obama, the Afghan war end is in sight. He didn't say anything about victory. They're going to do that final drawout of combat troops, of course, by 2014. Now, they are going to be leaving troops in there, a number of troops, but they're just going to do counterterrorist missions and training now, but they won't be patrolling the streets, they won't be patrolling out in the hills, and they won't be in the cities. However, that's, you are so naive, and maybe he thinks we, after so many years of war and so many veterans stuff out here, that to say they're not going to be out in danger is not true. Counterterrorism could be, you know, it could be your special ops troops, or it could be your regular troops going out, you know, going on missions. I would like, you know, it's an election year. Let's not forget that. 30,000 in, he's starting to pull them out. It's an election year. And he needs anything because the new jobs paper came out. And last month, 119,000 new jobs were created in the private industry, the lowest in months.
And how many from went on unemployment in the same period?
Well, it's the same thing. There's something like 365,000 on unemployment. And but here's the bad thing. They thought there's going to be like 190,000 new jobs created. And it's by the private sector that creates these jobs, not the government. And in fact, the government's letting people off. So
they're thinking,
he's not taking any credit at all. This is why the stock market's down today, I bet you. And here's the thing is, it's not getting better. The economy is getting worse. There's less money in your pocket. And I don't know, what's Obama's new campaign slogan? You know, somebody said they thought it was change you can believe in. No, I think that was last time.
Stay steady. I have something like that. But I can tell you right now.
Stay the course.
I'm just saying that if I'm just a complete neutral force standing out on the side watching this thing come down. Obama walks down the street and goes into a Burger King. Rock star status. People are like climbing all over the place to get on themselves. If Romney was walking, went through a burger stand, they go, who? That's what it feels like. Because Obama, they set it up a long time ago that they started up a rock status feel with this guy a long time ago. He appeals to the youth.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, I wouldn't mind him having a rock band. I just don't want him being president. Got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
A $16 trillion debt that grows hourly. Gas prices out of control. Obamacare threatening to ruin our healthcare system. Billions being borrowed from foreign countries just to pay our bills. Now, more than ever, we need a fighter in Washington. That's why the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association endorses Doug LaMalfa. Doug is leading the charge to shut down the $98 billion bullet train boondoggle. Doug LaMalfa will stand up to Nancy Pelosi and the big spenders and fight to reduce the debt and stop the spending spree. And Doug LaMalfa will work toward making America energy independent, so we'll no longer be at the mercy of foreign oil cartels. With rampant waste in Washington, taxes on the rise, small businesses and family farms under attack by big government, we need Doug LaMalfa in Congress.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, beat that drum. Wednesday, May the 2nd. Carl in the Bot. Good morning. 7:25 in the morning.
And it's currently 46 degrees right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco and Brew is one of my favorite coffee places, Espresso Joe's. We call them Tobacco Cuties. You know, they're gonna, you're going to walk in there, and they are going to give you, make you any kind of coffee you like, I swear, for 20 ounces, just $3. They are amazing. And inside of a Tobacco and Brew, of course, is one of the largest and most wonderful expansive walk-in humidors in the North State, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And our guest right now is, for this segment, Gary Cadd.
Good
and
morning.
City council person.
Good morning.
Yes. I mean, he's not on the city council, but he is the Overwatch.
The Overwatch. The
city okay, council. What was the big thing last night?
Well, first of all, Emmett Burroughs is stepping down from the Planning Commission. He's been a volunteer for 6.5 years on the Planning Commission, and last night they gave him the proverbial
fickle
city
finger
clock.
Of fake.
The clock.
Oh, the clock. That's right.
It's a pretty nice mantle
clock. I've seen that
clock.
Before. No, it's nice.
But
nice.
But they seem to laugh about it at times. And then at the open comment period, the folks from Hacienda Heights, Gregory Pond area, came in. And
they're upset about losing that park, aren't they?
You darn right they are. And I shouldn't take sides, but I think they're right.
Why?
Well, because I think that they were promised a park and promised a park.
Yeah, that's been promised since when? Like 1873?
Oh, along that line, yeah, 1897, somewhere in there. And
there's no money.
It was really surprising last night. There were a number of people got up and spoke. And okay. There was also Carly Strathman. She is, I would probably say, probably 10, 11 years old. And she did a really good job of talking. And then Nathan Rappaport. He's 11. He got up and spoke, and both of them spoke about the park and how the park is needed for the kids to play, to get them out of the street. And also some of these folks have talked to Walt McNeil, the local attorney, and
who either defends the record searchlight or he sues the city or he does both at the same time.
Along that line, yeah. Walt's a good guy.
Yeah.
And so I have a feeling that this issue is going to be coming back.
Okay, but
the
there's
council.
No money for the park.
Well, they say there's no money for the park, but supposedly, from the rumors floating around, Gregory Pond is right next to it, that what has been sold some time ago to the McConnell Foundation, they're going to put a trail around Gregory Park, and it's supposed to be $50,000, $60,000. So if that's the
Who
case—
Who is the McConnell Foundation?
No, the city is. The city is going to spend
Well, there's
that,
her park
so.
Then.
So then there's the park money for the park. So
no, but there's your park.
That there's
you have a sidewalk, you have a lake.
Well, see, if you
what else do you need?
If you put the trail in, the trail goes through some of the backyards or something. This thing really gets involved.
Talking about wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a
private
minute.
Property here?
That's exactly what we're talking
about. Are we talking the use of private property?
That could possibly be it. There's another issue.
Eminent domain? Or do you know what they've given those things, those what do you call those things, easements? They've given easements.
Yeah,
you know the thing about it is, how can you build a park if there's no money? That's the thing. Oh, there's a rumor. Oh, this that we don't have cops on the streets. We got criminals using the downtown atrium as a yard, as they call it in the prisons, mm-hmm. as they congregate out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before we think about putting another park out there, why don't we think about putting another policeman on the street?
Well, that
this is just my thought.
Yep.
Well, I sympathize with y'all out there, but you know what? We can get that park later.
There's different pots of money that's what they're working on.
Well, here. You know, that's another mistake, Gary. Right. You know what? We ought to think about what's our priorities here. Is our priority priority is keeping our streets safe?
Well, we need police and fire is what we need.
Yeah.
More police and more firemen.
Hello.
We've got a fire station that's closed.
That's right. Now, this money, you know, that's for the park. And I'm not going against you. You know, you know what? The park's a great idea. I think there probably should be a park there. But let's look at our priorities right now. This is why they don't open the veterans home right here in Reading, because the idiot Democrats down in Sacramento. Idiots, did I say that? I'm sorry. That
you
wasn't
did say
strong
idiots,
enough.
Didn't you?
I did say idiots because they're the ones in charge. They can't find the money to open up the veterans homes. Oh, we just voted $10 million. Great. See what happens in the next committee and the next committee, and then I'll take away the word idiots.
The veterans home is what, 98.5% completed?
It's almost completed. Anyway, I'm sorry, but and you know what? I empathize with the people back there, and I'd love to have them on the show and let's hear what they say. Okay, what else?
And there was two landscape districts, Lancer Hill and Oaks Western Acres. Both those landscape districts were voted down by the people, so the city's going to be talking
about that. Yeah, I saw that. And that's, I think it was what, $29 a year? They didn't want to raise that.
Right. And then the general fund monthly report was given, and we are down sales tax.
How much?
The fourth quarter, we're about 5.5% for the whole year.
Down?
Down.
That's not too bad. Got to take a break here for the news. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, 7:30 in the morning.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a tough day for Wall Street. Disappointing economic reports both in Europe and here at home are weighing on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 70 points. Hiring in the private sector slowed in April, a troubling sign just 2 days before the big monthly jobs report from the government is due out. According to payroll processing firm ADP, 119,000 jobs were added, sharply lower than what analysts had expected. ADP says it's the lowest change in private payroll since September of 2011. ADP's March report also was revised lower. And Starbucks has appointed former Defense Secretary Robert Gates to its board of directors. Gates will serve on the board's nominating and corporate governance committee. When Gates retired in June of last year, he was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor a president can bestow on a civilian. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis virtual office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsredding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained, she lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, it's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes. As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to KTNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here this morning. Hey, 2nd of May, currently 47 degrees. It looks like we're going to have a beautiful day. Chance of showers today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthem's Tattoos right down the street. They're great. Pretty soon here, we're going to be doing an announcement. They have had two drawings. One was for the veteran who came in, and in the month of April, it was a $300 gift certificate. So pretty soon, we're looking forward to either a tattoo renewal, or they're also doing permanent cosmetics. There's so many things that they're doing down, and we've been down there before, met the people, love it. It's a clean environment. That's what you want to do. Nathan's professional piercers and tattoo artist, and that's right there on Market in Tehama, 1358 Market Street. So go check them out. Now, before we get back into our guests, we were talking about the issues this morning with laptops. Another article I came upon were four risky places for debit cards. Want you to be mindful of this, because I know we're getting into the spring and it says drive through. Debit cards have a much more higher chance of identity theft than credit cards, believe it or not. And four risky places, according to what's been happening in the headlines today, are restaurants, the web, gas stations, and skimming the ATMs. So just be mindful that you're extra careful while sliding your debit card when it comes to that.
I have a question, Carl. I was asked to show my ID the other day when I used my credit card at a place of business. Then I went to vote.
You don't need ID. You don't need no stinking ID. In fact, I voted for you last year. Okay, Gary Cad. Okay, we got 5 more minutes here. Gary, catch us up on the rest of what went on, and then we're off again.
Well, the talking about the general fund issues and the tax and property tax and sales tax money coming in. Property tax is down. Sales tax for the year is down, but for the fourth quarter is up. And where the increases are coming from, again, as we've spoken in the last several months, we've been talking about the big increase, or I shouldn't say the increase, if there is one, is from new car sales and from energy sales tax, which is gasoline sales tax. Those are the only two components of our economy that it's looking up. The rest
looking
of it
up
is
because
is
the
flat.
Price of gas is so high.
Right. That's exactly it. If another, the price of gas wasn't high.
Another Obama mistake.
That's exactly right. So we're flat. If anything else, we're not coming on the rebound. It's another thing, like talking about
the same thing, yeah.
That with the unemployment figures that they created 1 million new jobs, but 100,000 new jobs, and then 300,000 people got laid off last week.
Yeah, it was 119,000 new jobs that came out in the in private sector, and I'm sure I don't think I've seen one below 350 or 360. 360,000 mm-hmm. that are people that are, you know, for the first time going after unemployment benefits for the first time.
Right.
And so what's that mean is how many other millions are out there? We know this. I mean, we had somebody from the employment office down here. They do all the figures. They said our number's not 15. Our number, you know, in California, it's not 10 point something. It's well over 15% in the state of California, maybe sure, be higher. The real numbers, but they're just not reporting them because it doesn't work for them.
Well, they report, you know, it's just like some time ago. I recall back, maybe it's been a couple of years ago, they came out and I think it was GM was laying off 30,000 people, and they came out with unemployment rate that was at 8%. And so it looks to me as though sometimes they just, if there's a particular skill set that's got a big reduction in employment, they just don't figure it into the overall unemployment figures for that week. I mean, I can't see how you got a big unemployment number come up on one hand and then it show a better unemployment figure
it's
on
because,
the other hand.
It's because Obama's administration is in deep trouble. Deep trouble. And if anybody, and forget, you know, for, you know, for, you know, forget momentary things that happen. You know, Osama bin Laden taken out. That started under Clinton, practically. They should have, you know, they all, you know, mm-hmm. they've all been trying. Everything's gotten it to that point. It was a great. It was a great event for the American people. Not so good for Bin Laden, but if you just look at the economy, and people are still trying to fight this thing, saying, "Oh my God, if it wasn't for him, it'd be worse." I don't see how it could be worse. He has put restrictions on it, and the things he's done, and the way he's sold out, especially on the Keystone Pipeline. But it's hitting everybody, and it's hitting out here.
Well, there's another thing that I noticed. This was an email that I received. It was talking about George W. Bush, and he was talking about a particular military thing that happened. I forget what it was about, but as he went through and made his comments, he was using "we did this, we did that, we did this over here, we did that over there." Then it compared to Obama. And Obama was talking about when they got Bin Laden.
I got Bin Laden.
And it was, I did this, I did that, my this, my that. It was all. So that's why I call him I Man, because he uses the least important word in language is I.
Well, we always appreciate when you come on and you tell us what's been happening in city council and what's been happening at the meetings and all that good stuff. And Gary Cadd, you always have come through all the time to inform us.
And we're glad you do. We hope you that you come in every other week and tell us. The new Obama slogan, forward. I don't know if these people just, they don't look, but forward has a long and rich association with European Marxism. It was the name of many of the Marxist publications, Forward. In socialism, they have two radical left publications named Vorwärts, the German word for forward. One was a daily newspaper, the Social Democratic Party of Germany, and it had Engels and Trotsky. I mean, this is, Lenin founded the publication, Vipred, the Russian word for forward, in 1905. I mean, come on. I mean, if Obama, I mean, let's think about it. Hey, here's my slogan for this election. Forward, or should I say, Vipred?
Okay, let's talk about when you say let's think about it. How about a lot of people that are in our society today that just don't think? They don't think. They've gotten lazy and they don't think. So forward. It's one word. Oh man, I can remember that. That's how it feels. Forward.
Okay, we're gonna take a break.
For adventure and whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. That's why we need to vote no on Measure B. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights, no on Measure B.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning, May the 2nd. You know, May 1st is those big worker days in the communist and socialist world. It was, you know, that's where it is. So that's why, you know what their slogans was? Forward.
Yeah, but you know what it also is May Day, and May Day is Goddess Day. But, you know, truly around the world in folklore, May Day is the dance around the maypole. It's the beginning of the new. It's the goddess energy coming in. Can't you tell I'm in bling today? It totally hit me this morning that if I was coming on, I was coming on with my toenails painted bright red. Okay, weather today. Partly sunny with temperatures around 74. It's currently 46 degrees. We look like we're going to have about 50% chance of that rain coming our way with temperatures around 51. Now let's get down to something extremely positive here and somebody who I've watched from afar and have always admired, and that's Michelle Martin Streethy. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so in my hand is Healthcare Heroes.
Yeah, let me tell you all about
this. Like, we like you guys. So, you know, we're always about, come on, tell us what's going on. We like you keeping us plugged in, too.
Well, this is the second year we've done this program. And like you said, it's an extremely positive program. We partnered with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Mercy Medical Center. And basically, we're inviting the public to let us know about the healthcare heroes in their life. And they can nominate online at healthcareheroes.redding.com. Or they can give me a call, and I'll send them a printed form if they don't like the online form. The key here is that we need to know by Tuesday who their hero is. Let me walk you through what we're looking for.
Give us a hypothetical.
Yeah. Last year, I'll give you some examples from some of the honorees last year. We had the Tagerstands, Mr. Tagerstrand. He does prosthetics. Mm. And the person who nominated him had said, you know, I can't leave my home very often. And Mr. Tagerstrand came to my home numerous times to make adjustments on my prosthetic leg. And if it weren't for him, I wouldn't have been able to get around my home. And, you know, that's a person who went above and beyond after hours, sometimes on weekends, just to make this man a little bit more comfortable in the last days of his life. Another person who made it to the top was Rhonda Farnsworth, who is in organ transplants.
Wow.
And again, who stops what she's doing, of course, and goes out and evaluates if these organs are worthy and makes sure they get to the place they need to, connects the families. I mean, what a heart touching
thing. I mean, we don't even think
about
stuff like that. You know, as we're going through the day and thinking about, okay, this is such a weird thing, but I'm going to a wedding. What am I going to? Here's somebody who is trying to match organs.
Mm-hmm. Life
that
or death.
That we just had coffee, stood next to in line somewhere.
That's right.
And that's what they do. It's a special calling. And so this could be a neighbor. This could be somebody that you work with that's that unsung hero.
Yes, but they need to be a healthcare professional. It could be your pharmacist who identified that, you know, some of these meds that you're taking are not going to mix well. and has identified you have a little problem here. Let's stop and let's regroup and talk with your doctor and catch us a problem that you didn't know you had. It could be the home health care nurse who takes care of mom. And who realized mom didn't do something right this morning and gave you a quick call and said, I think something's going on here, and realized maybe she had a stroke or is in the early phase of a stroke and caught it before it got too bad. Last year we had a counselor who was honored, and this gal helped a family basically learn how to deal with a son who had behavioral problems and taught them how to deal with the behavioral problems and get the son back into a positive track so everybody could be a family again, because it was tearing the family apart. So it could be an eye care professional. It could be a home health care nurse. It could be someone in hospice. It could be somebody who helped you in the emergency room. Maybe it was the airlift person. It could be a chiropractor. We have, you know, quite a few categories you can pick from. But the key is that we're looking for somebody who's made a really big difference in your life or the life of a loved one. And we just want to know about it. And then this is what we do. Once we get all these nominations in, we give them all to a team of 15 professionals who are from all different walks of life in the healthcare professions. They review all of them and they select the top 30. And those 30 we honor at a special reception in June, and we also print a special section with a little story about each one of them and a photo so that all of us can know about them. Most of them are very humble people, and that you may not even know their name. You know, think about the anesthesiologist that you may have had. You don't always know their name.
No, exactly.
When you go through surgery. You don't know everybody who's touched you when you go through surgical procedures, that sort of thing. But this is a way to recognize those unsung heroes who've really gone above and beyond in your life, in your healthcare life.
Okay, so there's 30, according to what I'm reading here, that you are going to be selecting, or you're taking 30 nominations.
No, we want hundreds of nominations, right. But 30 will be selected and honored this year.
And the June will be the date of that when you finally make the selection and you have the function. I don't have my glasses. Is it June? Let me look.
We're going to be doing the, I need to look at a calendar. It's June 20th, I think, is when we do
right
the reception.
I saw right here that it was in June, yes.
And then,
but the nominations are due May 8th. This is what we want to focus on right now. Right, let's get all the, you can go to Record Search Light, download these, but we'll have a stack of these also at the station.
Yes. Yes.
So you can come through, and I think this is really important to put back into our community about how you really feel. It's easy to just say that really meant a lot to me, but it's another thing to write it down and tell why and really make a difference in somebody else's life who's made a difference in yours. This is how we pay back.
Yes. Yeah. This is really easy. We can give you a link on your website, too.
Okay. Let's do that.
The form is really easy if you go online. Healthcareheroes.reading.com is the link. You just fill it out, and it's easy. But again, if you need a printed form, the hospitals have them. Of course, you guys have them here. I just left some in your lobby.
Excellent.
Or give me a call. It's 225-8239. If you need a printed form, I will get it to you. Just hurry up and fill it out and get it right back to me. But, Tuesday's the deadline, and we want to hear from everybody.
All right. That's May 8th. Get those in. And then it did say 30 heroes are going to be honored at a special awards reception in June.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get those in now. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much for being with us. And again, we'll have these, and we're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onested. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onested for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonested.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 46 degrees here. And we love it today. We're going to have a partly sunny day with the temperatures around 74 degrees. And Michelle Martin-Streeth has been our guest this morning. We've been talking about a very special event called Healthcare Heroes. The nominations have to be in by the 8th. Just in the last 5 minutes here, we asked if we could hold her over because we wanted to talk about a couple people that we've been... that have been recognized. And of course, this next hour is going to be huge because we're talking about Churn Creek. And we know that that's very topical.
Dr. Randy Smith out there and Rod Evans.
Right. So the next hour will be dedicated to.
They're sharpening their swords. They're wrapping their shields and they're coming in. Yeah. This is such a big community effort that's going on both sides. So you need extra time, I think, to talk about these things and not just give it a superfluous, okay, listen to them once, okay, I'm tired here, and go. We don't do that. And that's why Health Heroes is one of the things we like too.
All right, so what did we have, what did we pull up here as far as somebody that you were going to give an example of?
Yeah, we have last year's special section on the website. You go to reading.com and you click on the lifestyles.
Excuse me. That's all right.
Lifestyles, and then there's a publications. I'm walking Carl through this. Publications and then special sections. And then the Healthcare Heroes tab will be there from last year. And, it's a very large special section where we outlined or profiled each of the 30 healthcare heroes. We have a cardiologist who, Dr. McConnell from Shasta
Regional Medical
Center. We love him. Yes.
Just a shout out to him always.
Yep. He was one of the honorees. We had Dr. Struve, who is down in, he works through the Mercy Medical Center. Mm-hmm. There was a chaplain who was honored last year, somebody who really made a difference in patients' lives.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. And, you never really think about that, but the chaplains are there. And maybe in your worst moments, while you're waiting for somebody to get out of surgery or you've just been told some not so good news and you need to get through.
Yes.
We also honored one of the professionals who helps train us in breast cancer awareness. Somebody who survived breast cancer herself, and she's an educator in the community for the Think Pink effort.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is... a doctor, Dr. Singh, who helped a patient when this patient really didn't know what was wrong with her and spent a long time trying to figure out, going from doctor to doctor, what is wrong with me? Well, Dr. Singh was not going to let this go.
Wow.
And had did different kinds of tests and was just not going to let it go and figured it out and then helped her, you know, get on the path of...
Change her life.
Yes. Found the cure, found the, the relief that she needed.
It takes a doctor like that to just go, okay, well, let's try this.
Yes.
I know it's
I'm
a lot of testing.
Yeah.
You know, something that, somebody that comes to mind, and I'm not going to say their name on the air, but it's somebody who is in the world that has to deal with blood and needles. And this person takes extra special care and teaches classes on how, if you're working in an environment, how... you have to be so careful with sterilization and the disposal of blood. So anyway, just something like that. That would
health,
be somebody.
Health Heroes. Sign up for that.
Thank you, Michelle, for staying with us in the last five.
Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association is next.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A blind Chinese activist who got U.S. refuge in China and then said he was free is now fearing for his family's safety. And Chen Guancheng says he wants to leave China. Just hours ago, he had left the U.S. embassy where he had been getting refuge for several days after he had fled house arrest. He had been persecuted by the Chinese for exposing forced abortions in that country. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in China and had said that she had been given assurances that Chen would be allowed to pursue a university education without persecution. President Obama is back in the country, just returning from his trip to Afghanistan, where he signed
a new kind of relationship between our countries, a future in which Afghans are responsible for the security of their nation.
The deal offers U.S. help beyond the 2014 end of combat. Now, after he left, the Taliban launched an attack in Kabul, killing 11, then claimed it's about to start its spring offensive in Afghanistan. A Yankee pitcher throws prosecutors a curve at an ex-Yankees perjury trial. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern was in the court, now live in Washington.
A score one for the Clemens defense team, a key government witness testifying he may have misunderstood a 1999 or 2000 conversation about human growth hormone. Former Clemens teammate Andy Pettit was asked during cross-examination if the odds of misunderstanding were 50-50. That's fair, Pettit answered. Yesterday, Pettit told jurors Clemens admitted using HGH. Clemens contends that conversation was about his wife. Prosecutors are trying to prove Clemens did use steroids, then lied about it to Congress, Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow is down about 40 points as payroll company ADP reports businesses cut back on hiring last month. The 119,000 jobs created, 80,000 less than March. The government's April employment report comes out Friday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Now that it's the new year, isn't it time for the new you? That's right, the new you. The you who resolves to stop overspending and take control of your finances. The you who's ready to get serious about saving for the future by first paying off your debt. After all, those credit card bills aren't going anywhere until you decide to do something about it. But no worries, you are not in this alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management is here to help. Trinity has a proven program that will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, drastically reduce your interest, and put an end to late fees and collections calls. You will save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. Hey, it's the new year. Shouldn't you make a resolution to call Trinity? 1-800-936-5348.
Trinity!
1-800-936-5348. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
The FBI is back on the case of Pan Am Flight 103 going to Libya with Scottish authorities.
270 people were killed when Pan Am Flight 103 blew up over the Scottish town of Lockerbie in 1988. More than half of the victims were American. Only one man has ever been convicted in the attack. Now FBI Director Robert Mueller and Scotland's most senior prosecutor meeting with the Libyan Prime Minister, pressing the new government there for cooperation following the fall of Muammar Gaddafi last year. These talks part of an ongoing investigation to work out once and for all who else might have been involved. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
An international human rights watchdog is accusing Syria of war crimes, saying at least 95 civilians were killed during a two-week offensive in Syria right before a UN-brokered ceasefire went into effect. A fire in Atlanta gives TV and movie star Tyler Perry a scare.
The four-alarm fire lit up the night sky in Atlanta, but the spectacular blaze at one of Perry's five sound stages actually caused very little damage.
It was limited to the front facing of the building. The structural integrity of the building remains intact.
Atlanta fire officials say Perry was at the studio at the time of the fire, but won't say if the blaze was related to any television shows or movies being filmed there. Perry wouldn't talk to reporters as he left the complex Tuesday night. In Atlanta, Mike Conti for Fox News Radio.
Newt Gingrich will drop out of the Republican presidential race today. He only won two primaries, Mitt Romney moving closer to the GOP nomination. The great-grandson of famed daredevil Carl Wallenda is planning a new high-wire act June 15th. Nick Wallenda plans to walk across Niagara Falls.
Starting on the falls side of Terrapin Point. Now I'll be walking directly over the falls. Just this side of the visitor center on the Canadian side.
On a steel cable, just 18 inches thick, Carl Wallenda fell to his death in 1978 on a failed high wire walk between two buildings. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and about 8:05, May the 2nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. We're going to change up the order here a little bit. We're going to go right to our Wells Fargo advisors, and after that, we'll take a quick break because we have the Churn Creek Homeowners Association here, Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. Here we're going to be talking about the proposed shopping center out at East on Knighton Road, and then also Initiative B about holding or curtailing all development out there for 24 years, I believe. But we'll talk about that when we get back. So let's go to Susan. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, stocks remain in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points at 13,238. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 1399. The NASDAQ Composite is down 8 points at 3042. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $2.19, trading at $584.32. TripAdvisor's up $6.27, trading at $42.80. Qualcomm down 16 cents at $63.48. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 29 cents, trading at $15.43. North Valley Bank off 33 cents at 12.25. Bank of Commerce positive 4 pennies at $4.29. Gold is down $10.30 at $1,652 per ounce. Silver down 36 cents at $30. Crude oil down 75 cents, trading at $105 a barrel. That's the market report at midweek. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they are great people to go down to and talk to you about investments. They're located on Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and an early break. When we come back, we want to kick off with our guests, Dr. Randy Smith and Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-365. 3793.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the Timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media with Carl Lindebaugh. 8:10 in the morning, May the 2nd. It's 46 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors of Redding, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Redding and the surrounding areas. They carry all used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit everyone's need, and they take a lot of pride in what they do. This is a local car company, and this is a big investment you make. Why not do it with people that are your neighbors, that you can come by and see every day, that take great pride in their work? Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call, 223-2177. Crown Motors. Our guest. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. I just want to make some special announcements. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up because, of course, Cinco de Mayo Day. So we did receive something about the Tehama District Fairgrounds is having a huge variety of booths, businesses, entertainment, music. It is Latino Outreach Day, Saturday, May 5th at Tehama District Fairgrounds from 11 to 5. So head out and have a good time doing that.
Our guest today are Rod Evans and Dr. Randy Smith from the Trim Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. Is that the correct? Is that the correct name of the association?
The term,
and,
name.
And friends.
And friends.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Well, you two look friendly. Let's start talking about this. So obviously about the proposed shopping center on Knighton Road. Y'all have led the battle against the Hawkins Company to keep them from, or to keep the shopping center from being built. Who wants to start here?
Well, I can start. Thank you, Carl and Linda, for facilitating the public discussion. I'd just like to say opening on many topics here with your radio show. And I'm also proud to be here with Randy Smith, Planning Commissioner. And he does a great job of blending commerce with protecting the environment. So anyway, I think one of the big issues a lot of people don't even know about the Hawkins Center is that there are actually 41.5 acres of commercial zoned land at that location already. So, and that's on both sides of the freeway there. And we have the truck stop, which takes up 19 of that. So there's 22 acres of commercial land there that has been there for 22 years, and no one's ever built on it or developed it. We will never oppose anyone building on that commercial property. In fact, we have actually promoted commercial growth, and the county turned a commercial person down at that location. Why, we don't know. But we feel that's the appropriate amount of commercial property at that location simply because it does not have any municipal infrastructure. I'm talking about sewer, water, and storm drains. And that is hugely problematic when you go to propose a 92-acre, 740,000-square-foot mega-urban shopping mall at that location. It just is not done without municipal infrastructure.
The part you're talking about, when you say the one from before, was that the auto mall?
Oh, well, the auto mall was proposed 5 years ago, and the supervisors wisely turned the auto mall down for a variety of reasons, which still exists today. The auto mall would not have had actually nearly as many impacts as this current proposal. And not only did the supervisors turn that down 5 years ago, but supervisors over the last 30 years have protected the agricultural general plan and zoning at that location until this current board that we have now changed that in August of 2011.
Well, why do you think this was a 5-0 vote? I mean, the people we have in the Board of Supervisors come from farmland. I mean, Glenn Hawes, he's a farmer. And you've got
I mean, Leonard Mody, Dave Kehoe, Linda Hartman, Les Baugh, and Glenn Hawes.
Right.
5-0. Why? What was the change?
Well, one thing I think that's a major change in this is that the director of resource management for the county is Russ Moll, and he's probably the biggest advocate for that commercial growth at that location. And I think he kind of misguided the supervisors. He had a staff recommendation that that project go forward, and we just think that's a misguided intent.
We won't get into what we think about Russ Moll being misguided, okay? But it was okay, so you're saying that the Board of Supervisors went along with Russ Moll, and Russ Moll says that this was a feasible plan. It checked all the boxes.
Yeah. Well, but the real bottom line, and I guess this would maybe better answer your question, the real bottom line is, why would somebody in this economy even think about building a mega shopping center in Reading at all? And the question then is clearly that it's on another side of the line. And when I say that, I mean it's in an unincorporated county jurisdiction. That means that this is a way that the county can take the sales tax and property tax revenue away from the cities when stores close in the city, and they will close, to go down to the new shopping center, which will be over the line in the county territory. That really is the main reason why this is even occurring. This is the county's way of generating funds, but that's a very unilateral decision they made. It was five supervisors unilaterally made that decision to depart from the general plan and do this, and they didn't consult the cities, and because the cities obviously are not for this, they did not want to run municipal infrastructure down to their project, and they have not. So that is the real reason.
The infrastructure you're talking about for the water and the sewage?
Water, sewer, and storm drain, yeah.
Okay. Has that been addressed by the Hawkins Company?
Certainly not adequately. I think that they have a sewage treatment plant, which will go out into a shallow bed leach field. They had a developer-friendly hydrologist say that will work. We hired a very ethical hydrologist who said absolutely it won't work. And the data that he came up with was that FEMA had done a gold study that the amount of, in an event of a major storm, that land would become saturated, and within 7 days that sewage treatment facility would fail. Further, they had, because ACID will not let them put their stormwater into their irrigation ditches, they now have no storm drain plan other than to keep it on site, which is completely inadequate.
Let's go back. What's ACID for people that are not sure?
That's the Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District.
Okay, so they wouldn't let the storm or the drain water drain into their ditches?
Right. They failed.
And why was that?
Because they're an irrigation district, not a storm water drainage district. And
Does other water run off into the ditches?
Maybe some peripheral water could seep in, but no, not the major type of water. What Hawkins has there now is an 18-inch culvert at the south end of the project that's being proposed. That won't come anywhere close to handling the storm drain. And it's hugely problematic. The neighbor across the street from the shopping center proposal just built a new home over there. They had to build it 4 feet higher than they normally would have at an additional cost of $10,000 to them to build that home. They had to build it 4 foot off the ground simply because it's in the same floodplain that the Hawkins development is.
But the county Department of Planning and Permits and all this okayed all this?
No, they need to go through Water Resources. And in actuality, the FEMA and Department of Water Resources has not come up with a final answer to Hawkins. Hawkins requested that they change their estimation of flood flows, and they had done a good study. The study is valid, and I feel that they will stay with that. And Hawkins had actually based their sewage treatment plant on 500 cubic feet a second flood flows, and in actuality, FEMA says, no, it's five times that, it's 2,500. That's completely unresolved at this point.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue this. Our guests are Dr.
Rod Evans and Dr. Randy Smith. Randy, you're sitting over there silent. We know you just
just waiting for something here. We have a lot of other questions, and we'll get into the chat room.
This is
too.
Good stuff, you guys. We all need to be informed on how on all sides. So we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, folks. KCNR 1460.
That you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Hey, how are you this morning?
That's a perfect song, isn't it?
Tobacco and Brew is bringing us this segment. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, icy drinks, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state.
Get a shot of out of Espresso Joe's.
That's right. Discount to veterans. They've helped this community. They've been around for 35 years, Joe and Shelley have. And they've done a lot for our community.
Hey, we're taking your chat pack. We're taking your, if you have any instant messages or something for our guests this morning, as well as do call in while we've got the guys here. 605-4567 is the hotline. I think this is probably the hot topic of the month. What do you think?
It is. And our guest, and people were just asking, Rod Evans and Dr. Randy Smith are here from the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association in France.
All right.
Because,
is that good?
Because Randy doesn't live there. but he supports this issue. When we left, we were talking about, mainly we're talking about how, why it shouldn't be built there because of not just environmental things, but construction things. It can't handle all the water. It can't handle there's no runoff spot for it. It's in a floodplain. It's all these things. Is that correct?
Traffic nightmare.
Yeah. Okay. Caltrans sued the county, not the shopping center people.
Yeah, actually,
they sued the county.
They sued them both. The county is the main defendant, and Hawkins is named also in the lawsuit.
Okay. Yeah. And this is because
their traffic plan does not take into account all the traffic that's supposed to be coming here?
Well, yes. First of all, let me say I loved your lead-in song by Joni Mitchell. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. It's most appropriate.
That's okay. When Hawkins is here, we play jobs, 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 too. So okay. We keep it even here, guys. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, well, the traffic is hugely problematic there. You have a very short distance, basically, between the freeway ramps and the signal light at Churn Creek Road, and you're going to put in a six-lane entrance exit, which is right directly across from a truck stop where you have trucks that come in and out of there that are, you know, 65, 75 feet long. They go very, very slow, and you're going to weave and queue, that's a couple traffic engineering terms, within that all that very short distance there. It is virtually impossible to do. So Hawkins has come up with a plan that they will pay for only just a little over $2 million for traffic improvements. That's strictly traffic improvements. Les Boss said during the auto mall those traffic improvements would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, I don't know that that's a good figure. I think certainly tens of millions. When you start talking about widening and overcrossing, that's tens of millions of dollars. And the Hawkins Company is not going to pay for that. That will be pushed down the road for the taxpayers to pay at a later time.
What if Caltrans, when Jeff Hess was on, he said they're very close to coming to an agreement with Caltrans. I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah.
What if they do?
Well,
what's that mean then?
Well, that means...
And Caltrans drops the suit.
Yeah. Well, that's a possibility if they're willing to come up with the tens of millions of dollars that he saved to do that.
See, I don't know. I'm just saying this is what he said, and you're saying, you know, you two are diametrically opposed on this.
Right.
But if Caltrans drops the suit, does that mean that they've met the...
Not necessarily. You know, there's political implications here. The Hawkins Company, on the county's behalf, hired a lobbyist, a very expensive lobbyist, and they tried to take it out from under the realm of judicial scrutiny and put it in the political arena. And they did that for several months, which was not successful. So that's my indication there is that Caltrans is still holding to their guns and protecting the public good and saying that, hey, you do not have a good traffic plan there, and you're not going to pay for very much of the small plan that you have, so it just isn't going to work.
Trial date's set for September, so
yeah,
it is what it is.
It is what it is, right. Let's go to the phones. John Dixon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm peachy.
And good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Bob and all of the wonderful staff at KCNR.
Thank you.
Growing by leaps
all
and
right.
bounds.
All right. So you have a question for our guests. I'm sure everybody's...
I definitely do.
Woo!
I'm concerned. I have read a little bit, but I don't have all the details, and I hope you people do. First of all, I visited the Sports Authority building area that Hawkins is talking about on the advertising they're doing. And there are 16 empty storefronts in that same facility that the Sports Authority moved into, along with Goodwill. And one of the other anchor stores is Chevy's, which just closed. This seems to be more the reality of what's going on, is we're seeing more retail closing rather than opening. It doesn't make sense to build this thing there, but this is not my question, it's just an observation. My question is, I understand that FEMA is also weighing in on this and saying that this proposed strip mall that they're wanting to build is in the floodplain and needs the land base needs to be raised anywhere from 8 to 10 feet to be able to build this without being a threat to being flooded. Do you know anything about this?
Well, thank you, John, for your question. I don't know. FEMA is very, very hard, and they're kind of tight-lipped about what they're doing. They have hired a third-party hydrologist at the request of Hawkins' application, which was to lower their study of the amount of flood flows that went through that property. Our hydrologist said that, in fact, FEMA and Department of Water Resources did a good study, and they are considered to be the gold standard for establishing those types of studies,
right.
And that is fine. So that being a huge problem for the project to go forward, of course, and I mentioned this just a few minutes ago, Hawkins hired what I believe is a developer-friendly hydrologist that made some bogus data and claims, and just so that they can get the project in. So right now, it still rests with FEMA. They haven't made a final decision on the amount of flood flows, but I'm 99% sure that they're going to reestablish their original flows flow estimates, and that is 2,500 cubic feet a second. And I don't know how in the world you could build a project with that, because 95% of the project sits right in the middle of the floodplain.
Well, if so if it flooded, it'd be underwater.
Exactly. And,
rapidly.
Yeah, and then, of course, the problem is, what do they do with the water? If they don't want to keep it on their property, they could probably grade it so it won't. They're going to push it off to neighbors. That then increases flood insurance rates for the neighbors and puts the county in huge jeopardy of civil lawsuits.
Has there been anything else said about the $250,000 a year payment they proposed to make to the Pacheco School?
Well, I'd like to address that as well, if I could. They don't apparently understand how schools are funded. They pay property taxes to the state. The state then gives the schools a finite amount of money. In the case of Pacheco School, it's about $5,000 to $5,500 a student. And they get the same amount of money whether Hawkins is there or not. They would pay property taxes to the state, and the state then gives the school their money. Hawkins will not write a check to the schools for any amount.
So it's a wash no matter what.
It's a wash no matter what, yet they're promoting.
Wait a minute, guys. Yeah. I mean, we don't have time to cover this. John, thanks a lot for the phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Carl.
We got a break on. When we come back, we want to talk about what you just said and talk about Initiative B. And I'd like to have Randy Smith say something here. Okay, Randy.
Randy, Dr. Randy Smith will be
We love
be
this guy.
Right
come
back.
On, Randy. All right, we'll be right back.
1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A blind legal activist says Chinese authorities threatened to beat his wife if he did not leave the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. Cheng Wang Cheng tells the Associated Press the threat was relayed by American officials during his 6 days at our embassy. He says he still wants to leave China, but fears for his family's safety. Appearing in Virginia this morning, Republican Mitt Romney says he's been asked what he would do as president to help the economy.
I say, well, look at what the president's done. And do the opposite. And
Romney may get the endorsement of Newt Gingrich today when Gingrich ends his campaign. Anticipating that, President Obama's campaign put out an ad using Gingrich's own words against Romney.
The Romney machine can drive down turnout. It can run over opponents with negative ads.
Gingrich holds a news conference this afternoon near Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness glasses, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step and protecting your family.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
8:34 in the morning here on KCNR 1460 on your dial. Our guest this morning is Rod Evans and Dr. Randy Smith. Right now, we've been in discussion with yes or no on Measure A. It's all the stuff in between, and I would like to start off with this portion of the show saying that, you know, Dr. Randy Smith, I have known Randy since I started coming through the Mount, you know, the North State, the Trinity County, since 1993. And I know Dr. Randy Smith as always being really into conservation, very involved with you know, beautifying our community, very involved with clearing of the river trail, and just always very, very conscientious of putting your physical energy and your emotional energy into beautifying the North State. So what say you? Why are you here? What's the passion for you to be here today?
Well, thank you again for this opportunity to speak and share with the public information, which I think has been a little difficult to get at from other sources other than yours. And I know the philosophy of this station, and I appreciate it, and I'm part of it, because underlying everything that you do is a value for the truth. And that's what I think, I hope we're trying to get at today. In a philosophical sense, Harry Rechtenwald, Fish and Game's esteemed retired now biologist, used to say you can't grow elk on a Macy's parking lot. And fundamentally, when you talk about property rights and you talk about people's concerns about specifically Measure B, we're basically just asking for a hiatus, a cooling off period, if you will. Because this is not my first rodeo with the Churn Creek Bottom people. I came in 1974, and they were fighting then against what looked like a landslide take of city annexation, which involved Cascade and Enterprise eventually. And they said, no, we want to be what we are, what we have been, and that's how we see our future. And frankly, when you look at the history of land development, property rights and individual exercise of them haven't always been in the best interests of the majority of people. And I'm speaking now about the take of water from Mowens Valley, the paving over of downtown San Jose, which at one time was some of the very finest soil on earth. San Fernando followed. There are examples in California going on now, Sacramento, places where Class 1 soil is taken for granted and people don't care. But Churn Creek Bottom has always had a long history of deep concern about the future, because people down there realize you've got to be able to eat before you can shop. And what's not being concerned in this issue that I just don't get it, it's an elephant in the room and nobody's even talking about it, is Oasis Road. Here is a fundamentally fine, well-planned, somewhat controversial at the time perhaps, but master-planned development at Oasis Road, City of Reading, infrastructure improvements already there. And tell me if there's such a crying demand for commercial property to be built, why does Mr. Levinson, why does Mr. Tomlinson have nobody up there moving dirt in a place where the topsoil is only 3 inches deep instead of 40 feet? If that's the case, if there's an economic drive, as Hawkins says there is, why are these men just stupid? No, I think that's the reality of our time. So why do we need more? Why do we pave when we don't need it?
Well, Hawkins Company says, and what they're saying about that, when I asked, why don't you go north, you said the population base is south, and there's not enough room for what they need to do to put their shopping center in. That was their answer to that. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's where it came from. If they need 700,000 square feet to draw in the people that, or the businesses they want, the only place they can do that. The place they picked was Knighton Road. And as opposed, because Oasis will never be big enough. And Costco's got that anyway.
Well, they don't have an ownership interest out there. But let me tell you, that place is plenty large. And because they happen to choose Knighton doesn't necessarily mean that the good citizens of Shasta County have to go along with it because it's theirs. Nobody, when you buy a stock market investment, nobody guarantees that that's going to work. And in this case, it happens to be land. And they're basically asking for the Board of Supervisors and the people to ratify that paving over that land down there with monumental environmental concerns is okay.
The Board of Supervisors said that was okay.
Well, I know, and people make mistakes. You can't tell me that Dred Scott was a good piece of Supreme Court action.
No, I won't tell you that. But I'm just saying is that this is why. Now, let me ask you just a hypothetical question. They buy this land, and the Board of Supervisors says, "Yeah, you can build there." And they do. They spend all this money, and then they can't put it there. So all this is just a loss to them.
Well,
every dollar they've put in here, doing in good faith, thinking that that they've done what the Board of Supervisors has asked them to do.
Yeah. Well, they're speculators, Carl. They own less than.
Let's talk about speculators. When you say speculators, they just come in and leave?
No, what I'm saying is that they own less than a third of the property that they're proposing to build on. They have options to buy the remainder if they get this huge gift from the county, which the county is about ready to give them. And
A huge gift is
that we will change the general plan and the zoning to allow you to do this for you. And they don't own but just less than a third of the property.
Yeah, but let's go back to my original question. They've put a lot of money into this, millions of dollars.
Yes.
And under the auspices that this county said that, hey, we want you to come here and build, and then they're not allowed to. I mean, should they get their money back?
Well, it's not over until the fat lady sings.
No, I understand that.
And that's the risk that land developers have taken since time began. And William Mulholland was a big advocate of pushing on the string until he got what he wanted. And what he wanted wasn't always, as I'm saying, necessarily in the best interests of everyone. Can you imagine building a worse place 600 miles from its water source? We should have growth here. We've got the facilities, but it should be in the right place, not on Class 1 soil.
Where should it be then?
Oasis is the first.
There's not enough room up there, and at the population center, according to them,
well,
it doesn't meet. I mean, they this is not their first rodeo either. I know it's not your all's first rodeo, but it's not theirs either. And so, anyway, we've got to take a break. I really do want to talk about Initiative B. There's a lot of misunderstandings about Initiative B. I want to talk about that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
God, I wish I.
In this dirty old heart of the city, where the sun refuses to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending, and we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:45 in the morning, May the 2nd, 40 or 50 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, a great place. Everybody I know goes there to get their haircut. Okay, maybe not everybody I know, but most everybody I know goes there. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Rod Evans and Dr. Randy Smith from the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association and Friends. Let's talk about B Initiative. This thing is saying, and the way I understand it, the way Russ Mall is saying it, the way the supervisors are saying it, the way other people are saying it, is stops all construction, all development out there for 24 years. That's what people believe.
Well, and it's simply not true. Measure B is asking to continue the same general plan for the next 24 years that have been in existence since 1984. That's 28 years. Now, there's a tremendous amount of opportunities for people to do all the same things that they could do after Measure B that they could do before. But the scare tactics are over the top. They're saying that if your house burns down, you can't rebuild it. You can't do this and you can't
Russ
do that.
Russ Mall, who does all the permitting and all that stuff out there, says nothing can be done. And I hate to keep on using Russ Mall, but he is the only one we've got. I mean, he's in charge of that department that does permits. And if you eat, breathe, or drink, all comes under Russ.
Sure.
So he's saying that that's going to stop everything out there, including subdividing land.
Well, no, you can still subdivide your land with the same zoning ordinances that have been in existence before the case. So obviously they don't want it, so they're throwing these scare tactics out. But the one thing that I want to mention that I think is of critical importance currently, and that is with regards to expansion of agricultural operations. And I think it's no secret that Mr. Moore, Bob Moore's flour mill, has 76 acres in Churn Creek Bottom, just south of Pacelli, Bonnie View area, and he would like to build a beautiful thing out there that would grow his own grains.
He wants grist mill out there run by the river. He wants the organic vegetables and stuff.
Buildings, etc. And he can, in fact, do that after the passage of Measure B through a process called value-added agriculture. It's being used in many, many California counties right now. Many states have embraced it. We haven't seen it yet in Shasta County. And I think if you were to go to Shasta County today and ask Russ Mull that question, he would obviously say, no, can't do it here because he's against Measure B. But in reality, I think political will can be created here. And if Measure B passes, it will be created here to allow for large expansions for
How do you create that? Does that mean you're going to be another referendum? There's going to be people voting to say you can do this?
No, I think it's just I think that concept is so appealing to the public that there would be a huge effort to push that and make it go through. And what it allows is for an ag operation. Mr. Moore's just perfectly situated for this because his is an ag operation, and he could increase his profitability by leaps and bounds by doing the project that he wants to do.
How much is this going to cost? Does he have to go and put in for permits and everything from the state?
Well, he'll have to do some of the same things that he would do under a plan development type of process if he did that. I mean, he will have to find ways for access, traffic, those kinds of things, certainly, because he'll be asking people to come off the freeway to his farm and his facilities there. So he'll have to take care of
that. That would be the same things he'd have to do anyway,
yeah,
right?
He'd have to do all those
things.
So what
are the other things he has to do?
Well, basically, nothing more. I mean, if Measure B passes and he wants to do that type of an operation, he can use this value-added process, value-added ag process, to build things. It's being done all over California.
Well, he's going to be on the show Monday. We're going to talk to Bob Moore because he does not believe that. He believes that this is going to be a huge imposition on anybody down there that wants to do something with their own property.
Right. Well, the other arrow in his quiver that no one's talking about is he has a pre-existing non-conforming use on the property, as I understand from the newspaper. I don't live in the bottom, but this is what I understand, that there was a mill on the property at some point in the past. And so his application is not de novo, here's what I have in mind, Disneyland here, but an existing use of the property which fits its agricultural nature and is not a violation of the initiative. So there's a lot of smoke and mirrors being used on behalf of the people who don't want who hope that people from Churn Creek will have to fight this battle every single decade for the rest of their lives, like they have been doing since I came here.
Do you wish that these initiatives had been really separated?
Well, they are. I mean, Measure A is, in fact, it's a referendum, and it's just about...
Your signs have A and B on them.
A and B. Actually, no. I mean, if we succeed with A and we fail in Measure B, we'll be right back to doing the same thing over again a year from now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so Measure B is a more permanent solution to this retail commercial development pressure like Hawkins is placing on this community
now. But Bob Moore's not under that.
Well, Bob Moore, and you know, as you said before, he doesn't believe it. Bob Moore currently is learning more about value-added agriculture as we speak, and so I think that...
So maybe he'll come on Monday and say, hey, this is great.
Well, he may. I mean, he may find that is a viable opportunity for him and believe in that. We believe in it, and I know a lot of other people believe in it. A lot of people that are a lot smarter than I am believe in it and believe it could work here.
Well, we're going to take a look at that and get an expert on that and to talk about that because that is important.
Yeah.
And if it isn't, then what we've done is, if you vote that, you've taken away a private property rights of an individual. I'm not talking about a shopping center. I'm talking about an individual who's had this land for, what, years?
Yeah, and he could just do it a different way. I mean, if Measure B doesn't pass, he'll have to do it under a plan development proposal. If Measure B does pass, he could do it with this value-added agricultural.
We'll check on that.
Okay,
hey, we got to take a break. Hey, this is good. I'm really glad you're all here. And to talk about this, because there's a lot of questions that people have come up with and about this, and especially the Measure B here. Yeah. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We're talking about the Churn Creek Bottom Development Area down there and initiatives A and B. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
It's coming to PBS this fall. It's coming to Redding May 10th. California Forever, the story of the California State Parks, presented by KIXE at the Cascade Theater. Two screenings at 4 and 7 p.m. Learn how parts of California's unique and diverse landscape came to be preserved for the enjoyment of future generations. Tickets available at the Cascade box office. Don't miss a beautiful experience. California Forever, sponsored by KLXR AM 1230, The Record Searchlight, AAA, the Cascade Theater, and KRCR Channel 7.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. That's why we need to vote no on Measure B. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights, no on Measure B.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Redding. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just...
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't... back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Oh, yeah. Experience the ride, live the dream. Hey, what can I say about it? They are going to have an open house there, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. It's going to kick off at 9:30 to 5:30. It's an all-day event. The test runs start at 10 o'clock. You get a chance to ride all the new models out there at Redding Harley Davidson. Please bring your appropriate ride attire. Jeans, boots, and a helmet, if you want to do that. And the test demo runs and free lunch starts out there again, like I said, from 10 and goes to 5. It's at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. And you know what? It's that time of the year again. You know, you can ride all year long, but this is really the time to get it ready. It's time to take your bike down there, get it looked at, get it serviced. Redding Harley-Davidson. Been there since 1977. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Our guest, Rod Evans and Dr. Randy Smith, were talking about the Churn Creek Bottom development, the shopping mall. Well, we've talked about B, and I'm going to get more into B. And like I said, Bob Moore is going to be on Monday to talk about this. And then tomorrow, Hawkins and the Chamber of Commerce are on, and then, of course, you all will be on later. Let me just read some things out of this ad in the newspaper, this full-page ad. 1,600 jobs, 500 construction jobs. Tax revenues of $2,900, consistent with commercial zoning plan for the site since 1975, green belt and buffer, and significant mitigation. The two big ones I'm looking at this is 1,600 jobs and $2 million in taxes. This is why I think the Board of Supervisors kind of got into this. What do you say? This is at this point in Shasta County, this is pretty big, isn't it?
Well, it sounds big, doesn't it? 1,600 jobs certainly does. And all you have to say, every politician is now saying jobs, jobs, jobs. And this is what the developer is saying because we all would like to have those jobs. But in reality, what we know is that this thing will not create a single job. We had an economic report commissioned by a very, very qualified business economist, PhD guy. And he said that through his economic models, he said the introduction of that much retail competition into this current retail market that we have, which is, you know, huge amounts of vacant retail space, it's going to, you know, North Hilltop stores like the Best Buy, the Michaels, the Bed Bath & Beyond, all those. Then you look over at the Mount Shasta Mall, those kinds of stores are the stores that Hawkins puts in their developments. And so what will happen when we introduce the Hawkins development project into Shasta County is many of those stores are going to move. So the jobs, in fact, is what will move over there. Yes, they will have jobs. Redding will have fewer jobs, but the county will have those jobs down in Churn Creek Bottom. So there's a net zero increase in jobs is what it amounts to, and with the revenue.
But you,
it's a transfer. It's a transfer.
This is according to your hired gun, right?
Well, we didn't give him any marching orders. We simply said what would be the effects, and this is what he come up with. And I think this is just so simple logic for everybody to take a look at. And I think when I speak to people about this, I say, do you really think in this economy that we're going to put in all these new retail stores and we're going to create new jobs? What we need is an economic rise in our base economy in this community, or we need a huge population increase. We have neither of those. So it's simply a transfer from one side of the line to the other.
Okay.
And what about taxes? If you're looking for revenue, why do we still lose $1 million a summer by not having transient occupancy tax on Shasta Lake houseboats? Give that some thought. That's $30 million wasted dollars in the last 30 years.
That's
why?
A good question.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
No, that is a good question.
Yeah, why?
If it's easier...
Wait, 30 seconds, though.
It's easier to build a shopping center than it is to pass a tax everybody else has.
Wow.
Okay.
Give it some thought.
Tomorrow, my friends out there in listener land, we're having the Hawkins people in with the Chamber of Commerce, Bob Moore on Monday, and you're all back right after that. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Now that he's no longer sheltered in the U.S. Embassy, a Chinese activist does a 180, saying he does want to leave the country. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Blind activist Chen Guan Chen says he fears for his safety and he wants to leave China. Chen says he only agreed to leave the protection of the U.S. Embassy when an American official passed along a threat from the Chinese to harm his family if he were to leave the country. But U.S. officials insist he never sought asylum and chose to leave the embassy voluntarily after getting safety assurances from Chinese officials. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had said the decision to leave the embassy reflected his choices and our values. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. Key testimony for the prosecution at the Roger Clemens perjury trial may not be allowed to stand. The judge now considering whether to toss out Andy Pettit's testimony.
A day after telling jurors about a brief conversation about human growth hormone he had with Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit today admits there's a 50-50 chance.